Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The Bert Show.
All right, we got Ash Lynn ready to go. This is the girl that we were talking about that accidentally was naked in front of her boyfriend's roommate and thinks that maybe her boyfriend was behind it. Can you stick around for this crash? Because I think that you'd probably have some experience in this area.
You said naked girl. I figured, all right, I'll go ahead and stick around.
Hey, Ash Lynn.
Hello.
How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thank
what
you for
What are you wearing?
Shut up. Very funny.
Thanks for emailing us and thanks for coming on this morning. This seems like it's a bit of a weird situation you got yourself into here.
Yeah, it's really, really awkward.
All right. Give us the timing of the whole thing and all the details.
Basically, I've been dating this guy for like 2 months, and I stay at his place a lot, and he kind of stays at mine. Mm-hmm. Monday, I was staying at his house, and it was like 11:30, and he asked me to go get us some water. And I started like putting a sweatshirt on and putting some clothes on. He's like, oh, no, don't worry about it. Nobody's home because his two roommates, are usually there. And he was like, oh, they're not home. So I go into the kitchen, and Brad, his roommate, was in the kitchen, and I had no clothes on.
Oh, oops.
And I freaked out, ran back in, and he thought it was, and I told him, I was like, oh, my God, Brad was just in the kitchen. And he thought it was hysterical. He started laughing. He wasn't comforting me at all. I don't know if he did that on purpose. I don't know if that's something like guys do, to like tell me to go in there. I was so humiliated.
Was there any way for him to know his roommate was in the kitchen at the time, though?
I mean, no. I didn't hear anything either, but like he knows his schedule. Like,
what?
He insisted that neither of his roommates were home.
Do you mind me asking how old you guys are?
Yeah, I'm 24.
How old is he?
25.
25. That doesn't sound like something that you would do on purpose. I mean, I wouldn't want my roommates.
If you were 21, would it be on purpose?
It was like he thought it was the most hysterical thing ever.
See, now there might be like if you're 19 or 20 years old.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
I could almost see like some moron doing that, you know.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Does this sound like?
It didn't sound like he did it with anything intended, you know? He was just like, oh, you want to get a glass of water? Yeah, go ahead. I mean, it was late at night, so.
Right. But I just don't know why he insisted on me not putting my sweatshirt and my sweatpants on.
So he insists on this.
Yeah, he's like, oh, no, don't worry about it. Just run and get some water. When I started getting dressed again. I wanted to crawl under the hole and die.
So let's assume that he did this on purpose. What's the motivation behind it? Just as a joke? With he and his roommate on
well, yeah,
you?
Well, that's what I'm asking.
Or to show like, off his hot girlfriend?
Is this something guys do? Is this funny to you? I don't know.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's kind of funny. I mean, if he knew one of his roommates was home and you were completely butt naked.
That's not funny at all.
Yeah, it is.
It's mean.
Well, I don't think he meant like mean. I just thought it's a guy's sense of humor. We're, you know, we're like that. We're
simplistic.
Idiots. Yeah, we're very simplistic. We're amoebas.
404-741-1005. So you think there is a chance that he did it on purpose as kind of a joke with his roommate.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Isn't that totally disrespectful to her?
So disrespectful.
Completely. If he did that, it's obviously not a guy that, well, you know,
no.
I'll use the title of a new book. He's just not that into you.
No,
if he would do that to
no,
you.
No, I don't think so. I mean, it's just, it's now, look, it's not like he's telling his roommates to look through the window if you guys were doing anything physical. I mean, this is just like a naked body, like, woo, you're naked, ha ha, like a streaker or something. It doesn't sound like he's trying to do anything that mean.
I mean, for a girl, it's pretty mean.
Like, well, I mean, if you guys were like in the middle, if you guys were in the middle of something, like say right. making love, and he told his roommates to like look in the window at 11:30, then that's sick. That's mean.
Do you see a lot of difference between the two scenarios that are, that Crash is saying and the one that actually happened?
I mean, I do. Obviously, that would be a little more like offensive if somebody watched that. But just, I mean, I still think it's similar. I mean, I wasn't wearing any clothes. Like, for a girl, that's really, really
And you
awful.
Weren't wearing them because he told you not to wear
yeah,
them.
Yeah, he insisted that nobody was home. Yeah. He'd run to the kitchen and get his water. I mean,
if it was intentional, if he knew the roommate was home, it's disrespectful because it's like he was making a mockery of you, like so that you can be the funny little joke between him and his buddies.
Exactly.
I just think that's totally disrespectful, and that means that he's not serious about you, because I think that most guys will talk about their women or their women's bodies or what they're like in bed if they don't have respect for them. But if they plan to be with this woman for a really long time, then they're not going to talk about their sexual escapades with that woman.
Crash doesn't agree with this?
No, come on. You know, you talk, you chicks talk just as much as us men do. You guys talk even worse, and you don't mean it disrespectfully. Bert and I like sometimes joke around, hey, Lady Crash, you know, the other day we were fooling around and woo, it was all fun. And you girls do the same thing, and you don't mean disrespect about it. That's just the way humans are. We're curious creatures.
And let's not, I think we're analyzing this too much, because they're 25-year-old, been together for 2 months.
Yeah.
And you know what? Even if my partner said, don't worry about it, I'm still putting a sweatshirt on yeah. if I'm leaving the room. So the fact that there's a, the fact that he would know the precise moment his roommate was in the kitchen, you know, I just don't think there was that much a thought put behind it, you know. And I think that you're more upset by his reaction than what actually happened.
Well, yeah, his reaction was
that kind of speaks volumes, though. Hey, Darlene, what's going on?
Yes. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good. And yes, the roommate is involved, and I agree with her. You know, you're making too much out of it. They're young, and he's not into her like that, or he wouldn't have let the roommate see her. He wouldn't even be talking about her. And it's just one of those things. She's just one of those girls.
See,
and she needs to accept her place.
I'll disagree with Crash on that also, in that if I think when guys are dating women that they're really not interested in, then they'll give explicit details of what that woman's like in bed, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But if you're serious about somebody, and you certainly wouldn't talk about your wife like that either.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Well, yeah,
most guys.
Yeah, I mean,
maybe Crash is an exception to that rule.
No, I mean, you don't get explicit about it. I mean, even I don't do that, but I still think this is almost like potty humor right now. Like, oh, you were naked, woody doody doody. Like, I really, even if he did do it on purpose, I don't think you should look at him like he totally disrespected you and he's not into you.
If he did it on purpose, you
lose
him.
I mean, I don't think he's not into me. I just don't know if he's like,
I think if he did it on purpose, you lose him today.
No.
Absolutely.
If you're serious about him, I mean, if you're, you know.
I am. That's the problem.
Let him know how you feel. I mean, obviously, if he didn't, I mean, you've only been together for 2 months, so obviously you don't know a lot about each other. He may have thought this was his kind of little man humor. You need to let him know, hey, this isn't funny. This is my body. I'm very serious about it. You and I, if we're going to continue this relationship, we need to stay together on this one. You need to back me up. Maybe that's just the way he is, with a little bit of fun humor, and didn't realize you would react this way.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you're still in a stage.
Hello.
Hold on one sec, on. Dave.
You're still in a stage where you're getting to know each other. And, if I was her, I mean, and the based on his reaction, I mean, she has every right to be upset by his reaction, and I would really reconsider the relationship, because people just don't all of a sudden, after 6 months, change into these mature human beings.
Yeah.
You're getting a look at him, you know, and his reaction to things like this. And, you know, like Crash said, if you want to talk about it and get to know each other that way and say this is, you know, is disrespectful, whatever. But, yeah, I mean, I think that you're getting to know about him, and he's getting to know about you, and you got to determine now, is it worth it? Because at 2 months, it's a lot easier to leave than it would be in 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, Bert.
Hey, Dave.
Crash.
Yo.
Do me a favor.
Yeah, man.
Walk over and hand Bert some testosterone. Tell him to eat it. Good night. Bert, be a dude. Chick.
I mean,
simple,
I don't.
Simple deal.
What does
simple
that mean? Like, if I'm a dude, I can be disrespectful to women?
No. It's not disrespectful, Bert. Just, you know, everyone. It's not every situation is not. Like, you know, violins and soft, cuddly kitties. Simple deal. Dude set his girl up. thought it was going to be funny. She doesn't find it funny. Tell your dude it wasn't funny.
How about leave the dude?
Find it disrespectful.
Leave the dude.
And if it's disrespectful to you, leave dude. Find new dude.
Are
you? But I guess guarantee you right now, your honeymoon period is definitely over.
Hey, dude, let me ask you, as the representative of testosterone, are you married?
No.
Are you in a serious relationship?
I'm sorry?
Are you in a serious relationship?
Very much so.
You are. Okay. So would you make it a joke out of your serious girlfriend to show her naked to your buddies?
Let me say this. Me, I'm 42 years old, so I'm way beyond the potty humor kind of crapola, and I wouldn't disrespect my woman like that because I love her and I'm going to marry her. That's me. But I'm also not going to, to be honest with you, 42 years old, I've been in a relationship for 3 years, and I didn't sleep with my girl until like 6 months into our relationship because I wanted to make sure.
Come on, be
right,
a guy. You should have been trying to hit that after the first night.
How about you take a bite of testosterone, dude? Come
on. You should have been trying to hit that.
I just love my woman and I want to make sure.
What kind of guy stays in a relationship for 6 months without getting sex?
That sounds like kitty stuff.
That's all.
You know who this guy was? You know who this guy is? This guy's the mountain climber on The Price is Right. He was going all the way up the mountain. He just fell off.
Dude, I'm just telling you.
Have a little consistency.
Oh, man.
That's great.
See, I'm sticking with
my relationship for a long time. And
you respect her.
That's what Ashlyn is trying to find out. Like, is this an act of disrespect? And I think he just proved it. Yeah, it is.
It might have been a little bit of disrespect, but I don't think it's the fact that you're going to leave the guy or the relationship.
Absolutely.
The relationship is only 2 months old.
So what if this is the kind of guy that is capable of doing something like this?
No.
And isn't sensitive to her? Yeah, exactly. Bye.
Admit that he did it, so I can't confront him and say, don't do that again.
It's like Funniest Home Videos. That's all it is. You guys are overreacting. You're so overreacting to this.
No, I disagree because if Ashlyn's, emotions are legitimate. Like, she is legitimately embarrassed. She is legitimately upset. And you're coming crash from it from his perspective, which may be potty humor, fine. Can these two mesh? I mean, she shouldn't disregard how she feels just because he may be simplistic.
I agree, but she should let him know, hey, this isn't what I'm like. After 2 months, you don't know that. They're 25 years old. They're still both very immature. And come on. The guy was like, I don't think my roommate's home. Go ahead. That's little potty humor, but to the fact where it's like...
I don't see that as little potty humor.
You're making it sound like the guy's got cameras set up all over his house and he's going to have sex with her and then all of a sudden like put it on the internet.
I think that's just... It's so disrespectful and so indecent to do to somebody that you really care about.
I think the issue also is his reaction to it. Like, I think that if he had been comforting to her and consoling to her, it would not have mattered whether he set her up or not. She's mostly upset by the fact that he laughed when she came in and she was upset. That's what she's upset about.
It would be nice after the fact. I don't know how long ago this happened, but it would be nice after his little laughing and his reaction and she still expresses her feelings. It would be like, okay, maybe you're right. I am sorry. I do apologize. It was just a joke. He does eventually, if he sees that she is hurt, he should say he's sorry. He does have to apologize. But again, I don't see this being just done with malice. I can't.
Hey, Jennifer.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning. You'll be the last caller on this. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I just had a question. Was the roommate in the kitchen, like, eating a bowl of macaroni waiting for her to walk in? Or did he see her and was like, holy crap, someone else is in the kitchen, too?
Yeah, did he look startled? Did he look surprised?
Yeah,
if he's doing something, the refrigerator door was open, but...
I mean, like, if you were set up, then he'd be sitting there waiting for you, don't you think? He wouldn't be in his boxers going, damn, I could really go for a beer.
No, I think what he'd do is he'd try to make himself look busy, and then,
exactly.
Oh, what a surprise! Who knew? If it was set up.
Guys are simplistic, though. I mean, he wouldn't be able to pull it off very convincingly if it was set up.
He was in there painting the kitchen.
If it looked set up, it probably was,
Yeah, and no offense, but if I've been someone who I'm just starting to date in their apartment, they've got roommates, there is no way I'm going to the kitchen naked. I don't care if you tell me nobody's there. I am not dropping that sweatshirt just because my partner said to drop it.
Hey, Ashlyn here, and really, I think Melissa hit on it, that the bigger issue here is... Because you'll never know if he sets you up or not. The reaction to you being upset is probably the thing you need to look at here.
And that's what you're upset about, right?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Come on, Bert, get some testosterone.
No, I'm going to wait 6 months to have sex with my wife.
Ashlyn, I'm being serious when I ask you this. It's Crash. Are you, like, hot?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
You just answered your own question.
You have nothing to worry about, then. You're hot.
See you, Ashlyn. Bye now.
The Bert Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, 1 minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
All right, we have Annette Esposito in studio this morning from Holly Springs Jewelers. And I think it's really funny that when we ask Bert Show listeners, look, if you got a piece of jewelry that you were really kind of on the fence about that you didn't know if it was real or if it was fake, would you want to know? And we took a whole bunch of calls, and like 80% of those calls from women said, yeah, I would want to know one way or another. Even if I did it without my husband knowing that I went and I got the education, I would want to know if it's a real diamond or not, right? Mm-hmm. So we had all these people set up over the last couple of weeks, and one by one, they have dropped out when reality struck. And we told them, look, we can do this thing, until we got down to one person. I'm not exactly sure why that is, but
chicken.
What's that?
Chickens.
Would you just rather not
chicken.
Know and just assume?
That's like so fifth grade.
You're a yeller.
You're chicken. Yeller. Well, I wonder when it comes to crunch time, like you said, I wonder if they're it would change. Oh my God, if you found out it was fake. I mean, just imagine the repercussions of that. You know, like if you had this engagement ring, especially that you found out was fake. I don't know.
Like, wouldn't you want to know the truth though, one way or the other? Or would you just like to say, you know what, I'm sure it's real, and just talk yourself into believing it is?
If you've been waiting a long time to get engaged, I'm not sure you want to know right off the bat. You might want to bask in that glory for a little while.
Okay. Well, first we're going to put Tracy's jewelry underneath the microscope here. And there's
Isn't
kind
it
of
the
a
monocle?
Monocle?
It underneath
no,
the monocle?
It's a loop.
A loop?
A loop.
Underneath right
a loop. A loop. All right, and then we're going to talk to Bert Show listener Kristen, whose story is a little bit more intriguing. But Trace, tell us the history behind this piece of jewelry.
Well, my mom and dad started dating when they were very, very young, and my dad gave my mom a pair of diamond earrings, or I'm assuming they're diamond earrings, when they were 16 years old. My mom lost one of them in the beach, so of course they're now divorced, and she thought I might like to have the other one, so I had it made into a necklace. But I don't know, he was 16. Like, can 16-year-olds really afford diamonds? But then it's never been told to me that they weren't real diamonds, so I have no idea.
Does your mom just assume that they were real?
I don't think she's ever said. Like, I think that I've always just assumed they were diamonds, and she's never told me differently. You know, like, I always just said it's your diamond earring that you lost. Can I make it into a necklace? And she's like, yeah, sure. Your dad gave it to me. So she never said, well, honey, they're not real diamonds.
Would this, if you find out it's fake, will you start wearing it less?
Actually, I don't wear it that much now because I'd always assumed it was real and it meant so much to me because my dad gave it to my mom that I never wanted to risk losing it. So I kind of have it, but so I guess I wouldn't wear it less, but I'd kind of be a little bummed, I guess. Because, I mean, don't you kind of want to think that, I mean, it's yeah. Isn't it more of a romantic story that my dad gave my mom a diamond at 16 right, rather than a cubic zirconium?
Yes, it is.
But then, you could wear it more because, I mean, if it's not real and you lose it, meh.
Yeah, you can wear it all the time now. There's silver lining.
It's still got sentimental value, just won't be as expensive to replace.
You know what? Now I'm thinking, okay, it's 7 o'clock. My mom's in the car right now, and she didn't ask for this. And as far as she knows, she got a diamond at 16. And as far as she knows, she passed on a diamond to her daughter.
All right, well, you're going to find out very quickly if it's the real deal.
I know.
Tracy's mom, turn down the radio.
It's real.
It's real.
Wow.
Go, Dad.
Can you tell us a little bit more about it?
It's got a pretty big inclusion in it, so it's like an I-1, which means that's probably why he could afford it too, because it wasn't a diamond. It's white, but it's got a little bit of inclusions in it. So
what's inclusion?
It's like there's different things in diamonds because they're natural, so they could have diamonds inside diamonds. They can have carbon. They can have garnets. There can be different elements inside a diamond.
Mm-hmm. Bert might not be able to remember, but I can tell you what an inclusion is because I think most guys know more about diamonds than women do.
I don't think they have to be educated to buy one.
Oh, I went to school when I bought Jessica's diamond. Like, I mean, I
got
school. Pretty bold though to say that guys know more about diamonds than women do.
Absolutely.
You think?
Yeah. Do you know the scale? Do you know the four C's and what the scale is for all of them?
I'm not going to get a diamond, so I didn't educate myself on it.
I don't think most guys know more than women do about it.
I think Jeff may be right.
Absolutely.
No, it's clarity.
Yeah.
Right. Cut.
Cut.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Clarity,
color.
Cut.
Color.
There's another one.
Carrot weight.
Carrot.
There you go. And inclusions are just like the little flaws and stuff in it?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. And you're going to, on some diamonds, you're going to see them more easily than others. And I-1 means imperfect.
Okay.
So.
I'm sorry, Bert. I just want to specify what the inclusion is in this particular piece.
It looks like another crystal.
Okay.
So it's a diamond and a diamond.
So there's kind of a cool story behind it. I mean, it would probably cost him a fortune back then. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't know. I mean, a fortune isn't that much for a 16-year-old, though.
That's what I'm saying, though.
Yeah.
He
made the effort to get my mom diamond earrings, so that's cool.
Yeah.
And she lost one of them? At the beach. God, that's...
While she was making out with another guy.
I know, it's terrible. God, that's heartbreaking that she lost one.
Is this about the time of year where a bunch of women will come in to find out if it's real or not?
Actually, men and women. I have stuff come through all the time. Being a gemologist, they want to bring it to me to tell them if it's real or not, and I do it all the time.
Yeah.
I just did it yesterday again to another guy. He inherited a bunch of jewelry from his mother, and he doesn't know if it's real or not, so I have to go through and pick out what's real and not.
Wow. I would think that this would be about the time of year that women got jewelry around the holidays. Mm-hmm. And for 3 or 4 weeks, it's starting to eat at them. Like, right. They're just not sure. And this would be the week where they go, screw it, I'm going to go find
right,
out.
Exactly. Let me go get it clean for Valentine's. Yeah. Right.
Cleaned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to take a look at that while you're cleaning it?
Right.
Thank you.
Is that what they usually say?
Mm-hmm.
That's the excuse they use to get in there? Yeah.
Well, it's been about a month, and it's time to get it cleaned.
Let me ask you a question that all women want to know the answer to. Mm-hmm. How easily can you or a trained eye spot a fake?
Oh, immediately.
If somebody's wearing a big old 3-carat cubic zirconia, can you tell in passing?
Oh, yeah. Cubic zirconia is going to look a little purpley to us.
Like in passing?
Yeah.
So you don't even have to have your
loop on. Depends. I mean, if it's really clean, yeah, it's hard to tell, but people don't keep their jewelry that clean. So as soon as the cubic zirconia gets dirty, it gets like a haze and oily surface to it, so it's easier for us to tell.
All right. Before we get you on here with virtual listener Kristen, who wants to know about her ring, Kelly has a question for you. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
Hi.
My question is, every time I'm around a black light, one of my diamonds glow. I have 3 diamonds in my ring, and one of them glows.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sort of curious, is that sort of saying that it's not real?
Actually, that's saying it is real. What happens is a lot of diamonds, it's called fluorescence. And back in the 70s, when disco was really popular, they used to call them disco diamonds because you'd go into the black light and your diamonds would glow.
Oh, really?
I'm really curious as to why you're spending so much time around black light.
Actually, I first noticed it when we took our kids to Rock City and you go through the little fairyland.
Yeah.
And we're pointing stuff out, and my husband and I noticed that a couple of our diamonds were glowing, and we started questioning, oh, my gosh, because we had them specially made. We thought we might have got gypped or... But only one of them glows. That means there's different diamonds, different types of diamonds in our rings?
Oh, yeah. There's all kinds of different diamonds.
Okay.
They have different elements that make them glow. They'll have, sometimes they'll glow purple, orange. You know, they'll change colors, too, when the fluorescence hits them.
Did you think that she just had like one room that had all those rock and roll posters, those velvet posters?
You know, the Spencer's Gifts Museum. Lava lamps, those big glass things that you touch, and the little light goes to your hand. That Black Sabbath poster.
All right, Annette Esposito from Holly Springs Jewelers is here, and let's get virtual listener Kristen on the voice disguiser.
It's activated.
Hello, Kristen. Hello.
Did you pick her up?
Nope.
Hey, Kristen.
Hello.
There you go. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Doing good. You're on the voice disguiser. There's no way that anybody could recognize your voice at this point, okay?
Okay, good.
Okay, give us a little history behind the ring that Annette is going to be taking a look at here.
Okay, the ring was a Christmas gift. It didn't come in a box. It came on the tree. There's no paperwork on it. I haven't been told the clarity, the size, where it's from, anything. My husband can't give me any of that information, so I'm just kind of curious.
What is his reasoning for not giving you that information?
He just doesn't know. He just picked it out, is what happened. He just picked it out.
And he
from somebody else's house in the middle of the night when they were not home, or...
Well, I think she probably can't give too many details because, I mean, she is on the voice disguiser and she doesn't want her husband to know in case he is listening, you know, so she can't give exactly word for word what he said to her, you know?
Did he say, though, he did go to, like, a store?
Yes.
Okay.
Excuse me. He did say he got it from a jewelry store.
Okay.
But when I ask him, I'm being nosy. So that's what I'm told, is I'm being nosy.
But you still should, if you get a rock like that, you need to get it insured. And for that, you should get the paperwork from the jewelry store. They'll give you an appraisal. Even a pawn shop will do that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I asked for that, and he didn't get it. And I can't imagine why he couldn't even tell me what size it is. I mean, I don't even know what the carat is on it.
If you find out that this thing is a fake, how will it change your attitude towards the ring and towards your husband?
I don't know. I'm really nervous right now because I don't know. I mean, what do you say to your husband? Thanks for the fake ring. Right. Love you too.
Well, I think I think even if it's real, it brings up questions because if he didn't insure it. Like, to me, even if it's real, I would question where it came from. Who did it come from? I don't think it came from a store.
I don't either because it's not financed. I haven't seen any bills and there wasn't money taken out of savings. And I mean, I'm Bert when it comes to finances. He does everything. But I at least know how much is in the bank. And there's nothing on.
She says she's clueless about finances you are.
Yeah. I do nothing. My wife takes care of all the finances in the house, so we're in that boat together,
Is your husband a pretty well-off guy? I mean, we talking about somebody who could afford a real diamond?
He could afford a real diamond, but I don't know that at his time we could afford a real diamond.
Okay.
But we're not poor, but, you know, we just got a new car as well, so...
It does raise an interesting point. Like, if you find out that it's fake, what do you say to your husband? First, you're offended that he gives you a fake ring. Then he's offended that you didn't trust him enough. And then, house of mirrors. Or do you say anything at all, right?
Well, my husband is the kind of person who can turn anything that he does around on anybody else who's involved.
He's a man.
Somehow, in the end of the conversation, it would be my fault.
Yeah, we go to class for that.
And years of training, like her gymnology training.
That's what the Boy Scouts, the Eagle Scouts, all those, that's what they do. They teach kids that. It's not campfires and crap like that.
We're not learning what north is, where south is.
Those patches for how to lie and how to turn things around on other people.
Manipulation school.
Okay, Kristen, at this point, I will turn it over to Annette Esposito from Holly Springs Jewelers, and she's going to be brutally honest with you if this thing is real or not, okay?
Okay,
Annette, take it from here.
It's real.
It's real.
Oh, thank you.
It is real.
That's a relief.
They're really nice diamonds, too. They're a little off color, but they're very, very clean.
Okay. So they're off color. How big is it? Can you tell?
You've got probably about a 3/4 carat in the center and about 70s on each side, so you're about 1.5 carats total weight, a little over.
Oh, okay.
So the good news is you've got a real ring. The bad news is it's probably stolen.
No.
he took it off a corpse.
Oh, God. That's clean.
Well, Kristen, congratulations. At least it's the better of two alternatives here. It's real, right?
Yes, well, I mean, even if it is stolen, honestly, if it's real, I don't really care.
If this were in your shop, about how much would this ring cost?
You're probably going to be, as they're very clean, so you're probably going to be about, $4,700,
$5,000.
Wow, about $5,000.
All right, Kristen. Hey, that's not too bad.
Now you're going to start, but like Melissa says, women think and think and think. So now you're
going to
start
from?
Getting all stressed about where the money come from.
Is it an heirloom? Is it something he bought for somebody else in the past? Is it, all these questions? Not to plant a seed.
I hadn't even thought of that.
Sorry, Kristen's husband.
Actually, the mount is kind of new, so I wouldn't think it'd be that.
Okay.
So maybe he proposed to somebody else and was just holding on to the stone, and then had the stones replaced in a new setting.
Right.
Maybe you would do that, Jeff.
I'm just wondering if that's a possibility.
And would that be a possibility?
Well, one of the diamonds is an older cut. It's called an open culet. The part at the bottom of the stone is open, so they're not all cut the same.
Which means what?
That one stone's a lot older than the others.
So he did get one stone from somewhere else.
Which, you know, you could have put it together that way.
I'm just curious. I mean, we're not CSI doing anything right now. So the older cut, is it, which stone is it? Is it the center stone?
No, it's the side stone.
One of the side stones. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Is it possible to tell us the name of the other woman he loved?
Unfortunately, it's not lasered on the side. Otherwise, I could do that for you.
Etched inside the van.
Yeah.
All right, Kristen, you found out it's real, but now you've got a whole other set of questions that need to be answered. So.
Yeah. Thank you for that.
All right. Thank you for coming. She's actually in the other studio.
Right.
Yeah. But we had to put her on the voice disguise.
Yeah, Kristen's going to come in studio and, slap my face or something here in a second. But.
All right, Kristen, thanks a lot. And I'm going to put you, I don't need to put you on hold because you're in the other studio. Yeah. Come on down here.
Come on and get your ring.
Come on, honey.
I'll see you later. Bye-bye.
Get it. The Burt Show. Moto Casino. America's social casino. Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus. Moto Casino. America's social casino. Download the Moto Casino app today.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.